I've just watched a film, a cartoon from the Canadian Film Society called Ballad Block, in which the opening scene is of a new principality down in the undergrowth at the bottom of a hill on which stands a large castle. You go down into the undergrowth and see a whole new world. There are some small blocks which walk along the road, and suddenly there's two of them, and they come across a ball coming in the opposite direction, who lifts his hat and says good morning. The two blocks are very shocked at this, because they thought they were the only race down in at the bottom of the undergrowth. So they go and tap him on the shoulder, and he ignores them and carries on walking. They then, because he ignores them, they get rather annoyed and follow him again and start playing with him. They think he's like a bouncy ball and start playing with him as a child would. So all of a sudden the ball stops and calls for reinforcements, and two of his friends, two more balls, come along and start playing with the blocks as if they were dice, and starts playing like building blocks. They throw the blocks, two of them, and they land, or they're stopped by one of their fellow blocks, and they call for reinforcements both sides. There are three blocks and three balls, and they start to call for their friends to come and help them, and a battle ensues in which the balls gather together and make themselves into mini catapults to try and knock the blocks down and to kill them. The blocks in return use themselves as battering rams, trying to conquer the balls. During the long and hard battle, bits get knocked off both of the shapes, so the squares get their corners knocked off, and the balls are cut into bits as well, and you see on the floor lots of odd bits of these characters lying around on the floor, and all that's left is one shape, which is a type of cylinder with octagonal prism. So a new shape, a new race has been formed, which is a combination of both the balls and the blocks, and they seem quite happy because they're all the same, it's one uniform race, until at the very end of the film, when they're walking along through the woods, and a pyramid walks past a triangle, and he turns around and sticks his tongue out to them, and you get the impression that the same thing is going to go on again, because this is some stranger on their territory.